This is Akashvani, the news read by Shefali Singh. Prime Minister of Jamaica, Dr. Andrew Holness, has arrived in New Delhi on a four-day visit to India. Union Minister Pankaj Chaudhary received him at the airport last morning. This is the first ever bilateral visit of a Prime Minister of Jamaica to India. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his Jamaican counterpart will hold delegation-level talks in the national capital today. To bolster bilateral ties, a number of MOUs and agreements are expected to be signed between the two countries. This is the first visit of Dr. Holness to India. During his visit, he will also call on the President and the Vice President. The Jamaican Prime Minister will also meet with other dignitaries and interact with trade and industry leaders during his 4 days visit. He will also visit Varanasi on 2nd October. The stage is set for voting for the third and final phase of assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir today. 40 assembly constituencies spread over 7 districts will go to the polls in this phase. Polling will begin at 7 a.m. and will end at 6 p.m. More than 39,18,000 voters are eligible to exercise their right to franchise across 40 assembly constituencies. The political fate of 415 candidates will be decided in this phase of elections, for which 5,060 polling stations have been established across the 7 districts, which include Baramulla, Kupwara and Bandipura in Kashmir Division and Jammu, Udhampur, Kathua and Samba districts in Jammu Division. The prominent candidates in the fray are former Deputy Chief Minister Muzaffar Hussain Beg, Basharat Bukhari, Sajjad Ghani Lon and Nasir Aslam Wani in Kashmir Division, and Devendra Singh Rana, Chaudhry Lal Singh and Raman Bhalla in Jammu Division. Campaigning has intensified for assembly elections in Haryana with the polling date approaching closer. Voting for the 90 assembly seats in the state will be held on the 5th of October. Leaders of various political parties are holding multiple rallies and roadshows, garnering support for their party candidates. The Health Ministry has issued draft guidelines outlining conditions for the withdrawal of life support in terminally ill patients. Terminal illness has been defined as an irreversible or incurable condition from which death is inevitable in the foreseeable future. Severe brain injuries with no recovery after 72 hours are included in this category. Doctors are advised to make a considered decision about it based on several factors, including the patient being declared brainstem dead, a poor prognosis with no likely benefit from treatment, or a documented informed refusal from the patient or their family. In draft guidelines, which has been released for public comments, the ministry emphasized that many patients in intensive care units, ICUs, are terminally ill and are not expected to gain from life-sustaining treatments, LST. The ministry added that in such circumstances, LST are non-beneficial and increase avoidable burdens and suffering to patients and therefore are considered excessive and inappropriate. It added that this approach is considered standard ICU care worldwide and is upheld by several jurisdictions. The ministry added that such decisions have medical, ethical and legal considerations. And the Department of Social Justice and Empowerment yesterday signed an agreement with National Legal Services Authority, NALSA, to extend support and provide legal aid services to marginalized people across the country. Addressing the event in New Delhi, Social Justice and Empowerment Minister Dr. Virendra Kumar said that this initiative will empower poor and weaker sections of the society with free legal services. He highlighted that NALSA, with this MOU, will also disseminate information about the new criminal laws among marginalized communities. He added that this agreement will ensure justice for all. During the event, the minister also launched Sarthi 1.0, a digital portal. And the centre has approved the release of 675 crore rupees to flood-affected states of Gujarat, Manipur and Tripura as an advance from National Disaster Response Fund, NDRF. And that is the end of this news bulletin.